Hello there, folks. It's the Audio Drama Production Podcast with me, Robert, and Mr. Matthew right here as well.
Good day. Good day indeed.
Just a quick intro from us this time around because we've got a wonderful interview being sent in to us, haven't we?
Yeah, it's by Joseph Tucker, who's the creator of Mirth Defect, a show that we've been championing quite a lot on the podcast recently. And he got together with Rebecca Fenton of Audible UK. So we've done a couple of episodes in the past about being commissioned by Audible. They commission some original content, including audio dramas nowadays. And we've always had a lot of good feedback, and I think it's information that people enjoy getting. So big thanks to Joe for doing this interview with Rebecca. I'm sure some of you'll find it really interesting. And of course, Joe's show Mirth Defect did come out this week at time of recording, so we'll put links to that in the show notes as well. I'm always banging on about this, but we really like to get contributions for people as well. So if you ever want to interview someone yourself, get it sent over to us at podcast@audiodramaproduction.com. Tonight for Robert and I, we're actually in the studio about to record an audio drama. We do an audio drama called A Scottish Podcast. It's definitely not for everyone, but just preparing to do some recording here, Robert, aren't we?
Yes, that's right. We've been doing our vocal exercises, the scales and
stretches.
Yeah, a bit of improvisation and sort of flinging our hands about. And I think we're just about ready. Yes, mentally, physically, we're all charged up. And yeah, on that note as well, by the way, Mirth Defect, I genuinely really loved it. So have a listen to it ASAP.
Yeah, and a Scottish podcast, not so good. Probably would just leave that, to be honest. But if you're interested in checking it out and you don't mind quite a lot of swearing, because that's sometimes the way we talk in Scotland. I know it's not big and it's not clever. But if you're into all that sort of stuff, is it scottishpodcast.com? I made the website. I should know this. I think it's scottishpodcast.com. Links in the show notes as well. A wee thank you as well. We've got a Patreon account for this very podcast. Just wanted to say thanks to Mr. Bob Teague because he pledged us some money. So a wee drop money coming our way every month to help support the show. So big thanks, Bob, for that. Really appreciated. And one more thing as well for all you Adobe Audition users. We're big men of Adobe Audition, aren't we? Well, I'm not sure about big men, but
big
we're
fans,
big fans, yeah. Big men's not an apt description of us. But if you're an Adobe Audition user, king of Adobe Audition himself, Mike Russell, he does a lot of tutorials on YouTube teaching you how to use Adobe Audition. And their latest update, they came out with some great features. It's this thing called Adobe Audition Essential Sound. And Mike's done a great video on that. Have you seen it, Robert?
I have. You sent me the link and I had the chance to look at it. Very impressed, actually. Just when you think Adobe has done it all, covered it all, and it's now just about improving little bits and pieces, suddenly it brings out this new thing altogether. And I was heartily impressed.
Yeah, this is really pretty much designed for audio drama production. So you're working on your multi-track and you can actually select a piece of audio in the multi-track and tell Adobe if it's dialogue, if it's ambience, if it's Foley. And this brings up all sorts of really simple EQ controls. So it looks really fun. I can't wait to mix some of our own audio dramas using that. And like I say, Mike's done a great video, just a couple of minutes long, showing you the basics of it. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes as well if you're an Adobe Audition user.
It's probably fair to say that we're not affiliated with Adobe in any way. We just happen to love a couple of their products. But there are other DAWs out there, of course. If you know of a feature that's similar to the one we've described on another platform, then let us know. You know, maybe this is a worthy topic, you know, revisiting the old Adobe versus Audacity versus Pro Tools versus Reaper and so on. So get in touch. The closest we have been to being affiliated with Adobe is when I was at the New Media Europe convention last month and I had an informal chat with Duren Gleaves, the project manager there at Adobe, and we had an informal chat about American politics, I think, to be honest, and alcohol. And that's it. That's the closest we've got to being anywhere near in partnership with Adobe. So honestly, we don't get paid by them.
I wasn't there.
Yep. But, you're in San Diego.
We'll just listen to Mr. Celebrity Shoulder Rubber.
Name dropper. Excuse me. Well, yeah, that's mine. I'll pick that up.
Anyway, enough from us. Let's hand the show over to Joe and listen to his chat with Rebecca Fenton of Audible.
Enjoy.
Hello. Hello. I'm joined in the studio by Rebecca Fenton. I'm going to have another chat with her following on from Eric Newsom's chat with the Audio Drama Production podcast earlier in the year. I met Rebecca at a Radio Indies group training day, which was all about commissioning and pitching to someone that might commission radio drama, which resulted in a kind of Dragon's Den style pitch at the end of the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I do remember you sent me a wonderful pitch, but unfortunately addressed it to the wrong person.
I got your name wrong on the email. So keep it professional, guys.
So first rule of pitching is, addressed to the right person. But yes, I'm so pleased to be here and thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. It's glad to get you in this quite snug.
It's a tiny box, yeah.
I hear that this is where Ed the Duck and the CBBC, you know, the broom cupboard, this used to be the room.
Yeah, the least said about that instant, the better, I think.
just mentioning that, actually, the commissioning day, does that, the way that that day was set up in terms of the Dragon's Den style finish, is that how you guys do it, or Audible?
No, it isn't. It appeals to the ego in me, in my kind of practice and training to be king of the world. But aside from that, no, at Audible, I think we keep it relatively casual. So in the sense of somebody pitching me and my Audible Originals team an idea, all we tend to ask for is, whether it's one idea or 10, the most helpful for us is just to have a one or two liner, really, really brief, you know, I hate the phrase, but elevator pitch, within the body of the email itself, usually along with, you know, any kind of supplemental listening links or scripts or samples or whatever you might have. And then, you know, me or the head of our team, Steve Carsey, in time we'll get back to that person to, you know, either let them know that we want to hear a bit more, and or that actually doesn't fit with that current slate at that time, not to mean that we wouldn't want to hear from that person in the future.
Yeah, so I mean, the BBC is quite famous for its elongated commissioning process and development process. Is there a structure behind?
I think it varies. So, I mean, firstly, I'd say that I personally believe that the BBC process exists because of, you know, just how many submissions they get. You know, we are delighted to get a lot of submissions, but, you know, we're also aware that we're relatively new on the scene in the scheme of things. You know, so in the UK, the Originals team has been looking for submissions perhaps for the best part of a couple of years. And, you know, we've been so pleased with what we've received and indeed what we've gone on to commission, you know, as pilots, as dramas, and we can come on to that a bit later. So I absolutely understand why the BBC system is a bit more long-winded. I think that, you know, in a way, our kind of superpower at the moment as a team is that, you know, as we kind of ramp up even more, we can be really like nimble, flexible, agile. And I think that swiftness, even in our recordings, you know, when we actually do recordings in our in-house studios, you know, for a 5 or 6 hour drama, for example, we tend to be doing those in 5 or 6 days. So a finished hour a day with our producers that we currently work with. Whereas, you know, I may well be wrong on this, but I believe that perhaps with an organisation like the BBC, for various reasons, that might actually be 10 or 15 days.
Yeah. Well, I think that in terms of recording, an hour a day is pretty much standard for them as well. But the process between the one-liner and it actually being recorded can often be up to a year, which is, it's a little different there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't have any visibility into their particular systems, but as I say, we kind of pride ourselves, you know, we are a team that comes from various backgrounds in, you know, media as well as content. So, you know, with all of our combined expertise, we kind of know a good idea when we see it.
Cool.
So we know when we kind of get the magic formula pitched to us, we know when that's a great combination of talent, idea and formula. format. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time we, you know, you can send us an idea. We might be on the phone to you the next day. We might get you in for a meeting the next day. On the other hand, we wear a lot of hats. So it could well be 3 months' time. So I'm sorry that that's slightly vague, but...
Well, it seems like you have got the formula right at the moment because you've just won 4 Audis. Is that right? Audible Originals?
Yes. So we actually won 8 across our US and our UK Fantastic. Audible teams, which I'm, you know, I can't express how over the moon I am about that. 4 of them, I believe, came from ACX, our more self-publishing imprint, mm-hmm. or our Audible Studios over in the US. What I'm really, really pleased about is that we got 2 awards. One of them, I would say, is one of the highest accolades, so excellence in production, for our multicast production of The Jungle Book.
Fantastic.
And I'm also really pleased that the other 2 kind of bigger titles that won Audis for Audible were also their drama products coming out of the US. So Lock and Key, which I believe Eric mentioned in January.
A lot of listeners are all over Lock and Key. They love it.
Ah, well, that's really great to hear because the judges loved it. I think it actually won for excellence in marketing. So we took it to Comic-Con in October and we did a virtual reality experience around that audio. Which I tried and was like slightly freaked out, but it was very, very cool.
Oh, fantastic.
and yeah, so I think we also won, I can't remember what the award was, but the Starling Project by Jeffrey Deva. So it really, really heartens me because we've obviously been concentrating a lot in the UK on drama and storytelling.
Yeah, long form stuff as well.
Long form, episodic things that could be kind of aired or, you know, shared as 15, 30 minutes, as well as the whole 5, 8, 10 hours. Mm-hmm. But it really, really makes me happy because I feel like drama in itself is seeing a resurgence in digital audio.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think so. I'd agree. I just wanted to touch briefly, you mentioned ACX a moment ago. There's a lot of listeners to the Audio Drama Production Podcast that make their own stuff. They've got great production values and they've also got big fan bases as well in terms of downloads and fans committed to listening through 24-hour long episodes per season or something like that. For those producers that have work out there already and are looking to monetize, could ACX be a way to go?
I never say never in the sense that it could be a viable option. I apologize. I'm naive about whether we actually have a function within ACX itself to fully support the drama production process. Yeah. So I always think of ACX almost as a audiobook creation, like dating exchange. That's how I see it.
So we
set up producers, rights holders, authors. And I'm just not 100% sure that it's at the point yet where we are confident that we want to put drama through there. For everybody involved, I'm not sure it would be the best user experience. But I think that, you know, I think that people listening to this actually should email Audible and our ACX contact and actually inquire because, you know, it's something that I would love to see in time that we do potentially support in there. In the meantime, I'd urge people to come to my team, Audible Originals, whether it be here in the UK or the US, or to contact our Audible Studios. I believe that there are generic addresses on all of the websites and all of the stores, because there's always a conversation to be had. You know, I know that...
In terms of the rights surrounding a production, the control of the rights and that kind of thing is negotiable, I take it, in terms of...
To be honest, it's not 100% my area, so I wouldn't really want to conjecture. But as I said, I think if your listeners can come to us and have a conversation.
Yeah.
As I said before, you know, across a lot of things, we're relatively flexible. We're open to suggestion and it depends on the opportunity. But yeah, I wouldn't want to comment really on that at the moment.
Fantastic. Can you tell us some information about what Audible are commissioning at the moment and in the near future?
Yeah, and absolutely. I can tell you from a UK perspective, which I think probably has a lot of crossovers with our originals and studios teams in the US as well. Everyone always hates me for saying this in the production community. Like, I think that it's a really exciting proposition, but everyone hates me saying it. We're kind of looking for everything.
Yeah, okay. That's on a date. What kind of music do you like? Oh, I love all sorts.
I listen to absolutely everything, I mean, and I have to admit, I hate people that say that as well, because, you know, as a music lover, but we can, you know, that's another story for another day. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, I suppose, In the UK, I feel that Audible Originals have really been keen on developing drama and storytelling. We're still really keen to find, you know, kind of really kind of contemporary, wide-reaching, appealing, exclusively original content. You know, is a big deal for us. Content in the drama and storytelling space. So, I mean, that's something, I suppose it's one of my personal passions. You know, I would love anybody that feels that they've got a really great idea that perhaps is a producer or would be willing to be paired with a producer, in particular, if you've got, you know, great British talent tied into it, that would be wonderful. So I'd love to hear about that kind of opportunity. And that can be, I mean, it's probably worth taking inspiration from best-selling books. So, you know, what you'd see in the bestsellers on Amazon, what you would see if you checked out Audible UK and .com. You know, we do tend to mirror that in the sense of what works for us. So, you know, general fiction, crime, thriller, mystery. And then the list kind of goes on like that in the sense of, you know, we're very much open to more kind of niche and targeted opportunities. But we obviously always want to look at what will the marketing team put, you know, on the side of a bus? What am I going to walk down to Piccadilly Circus in a year and see? You know, so we recently just released Alien Out of the Shadows,
which I'd listened to last week.
What did you think?
Well,
do I want to hear it?
I know
it?
That Dirk Max kind of listens to the audio drama production podcast. So I'm supposed to be interviewing you here. No, I thought it was a great piece of production. It's not the kind of thing I would ever usually download on Audible. My thing is always kind of nonfiction. I like, you know, Bill Bryson or books about physics or books about history, really. And then I like the classics as well. I try and get as many hours for my token as possible too. Yeah, well, my criticisms of that production were only that I've already experienced the Aliens universe in movie format, and it's not really something that I thought that the book added to, personally. Well, but that's my personal opinion, and I can definitely see the appeal of Aliens. And I probably would, you know, if it was a Star Wars thing, probably would have enjoyed it a load more, and I think you've got Star Wars stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm sure that we do. You know, in our general catalogue, I believe that it's over 180,000 titles we have on site nowadays. So I
just for Star Wars,
yeah. No, across the whole range of everything that we might have. But no, I mean, for us, it's really your feedback is just as valuable as someone who loved it. And more and more, I'm really excited that, you know, we have more people in-house that are doing kind of focus group testing and audience testing. So we're really tapping into, you know, you may never have even heard of what an audiobook is. You know, believe, you know, all of those old stereotypes, which, you know, everybody listening to this, I'm sure, is very familiar with. And, you know, it's really great for us that we're starting to be informed in, you know, the routes that we're going within original studios and otherwise by what the public wants. So as you say, you know, Star Wars, you know, a small proportion of those people might have heard less of audiobooks or what we do. You know, how do we create something in the audio space that they are going to clamour to come to? You know, is it part 2.1? Is it is it something that, you know, like the Chewbacca mom, that everybody is going to want to watch or see, you know, and or even listen to? But, you know...
Wait, I don't know what the Chewbacca mom is.
I think you're the only one in the world that doesn't, I would say have a watch.
Okay.
Anyway, we digress. So, yeah, in the sense of everything else, when I say everything... drama and storytelling, as I said, you know, people should get in touch with me, Rebecca Fenton. Sitcoms as well, we're looking at. And
so, have you got commission? Can you give us any juicy information about what sitcoms are on the cards already? Like, what kind of?
I mean, I can talk about the pilot speaking initiative that we did last summer.
Right.
If that's what you're interested
in. Yeah, please tell me about it.
We ran a really interesting initiative this time last summer where we asked for submissions for comedy sitcoms. It's called This Is Your Pilot Speaking, for which I have to give the credit for the title to my boss, Steve. I wish it was mine. And we were really pleased. We got a lot of submissions in from, you know, be it literary agents, be it producers, be it authors that we then wanted to pair with producers. And we whittled down the long list to 6 finalists, which we then published on site and let the listening public have their say by way of review, ratings, written reviews.
Right.
We have identified the winner, which is called Slaving Away.
Okay.
And the winner will go to series.
Right.
And Slaving Away, funnily enough, it's the adage is true that sex sells. It is. It's written by and based on a ex-dominatrix called Miranda Kane, and yes, all of her multitudinous tales of debauchery, vice, but also trying to live a normal life,
wow.
you know, as a dominatrix based out of a 2-bed flat in London. So,
What's the episode length and? Are you going to release the whole season at once, or
that? Element is definitely TBC. A really integral member of our team is our marketing manager for original specifically. So I leave all of that up to that person. I think that there's arguments for both. I mean, people have been habituated in the visual world to, more and more to binge watch.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time that, I personally would like people to come back to Audible, week after week or month after month using a credit, whatever. So there's arguments for that. But at the moment, I'm not sure.
I can imagine that if I'm, because I'm a 1-credit a month guy at the moment, but if there was a series came out that was regularly broadcast each month on Audible, and I don't know whether I'd be happy or sad that I had to increase my tokens to 2 tokens per month in order to choose my book and also listen to my sitcom.
Well, I would be happy if you did that.
I'm sure you would.
but I completely hear what you're saying. And, everything that we're creating, who knows what might happen in 5 years' time. It's like a fast-moving industry and we're a technology company. So, the sky's the limit for how we can use content. And we're working with people like, we have content, video content up online as well. And we have trailers and we have SoundCloud. So, there could be a time where there's various opportunities as well to listen to additional supplemental content. And the originals team comes in quite a big way there. In terms of episode length for this particular series, it's 30 minutes because I feel that, again, people have become habituated to seeing that in their TV shows. It's absolutely not a hard and fast rule. It could be an hour as much as it could be 15 minutes at the moment.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think that, our team really has always existed to kind of try and push the boundaries, think outside the box and, do differently. Mm,
that's interesting because, I'm not pitching to you now at all, but I've had this idea in my head. I love festivals and I love the soundscape at a festival and wandering around. And you can really, at a festival, when you've got such an immense array of sounds spread over 1 or 2 square kilometres, you can hear when the wind changes, sounds coming to you from one direction and moving away. It's a really interesting oral scape. And it made me think about a 4 or 5 hour long festival experience captured on headphones that was obviously produced but wouldn't necessarily have much plot or necessarily even many recurring characters and people just wandering around and coming in and out and bits of music and stuff like that. I mean that's quite experimental. Is that something that you would even consider?
We kind of consider every idea.
Yeah.
And I don't mean saying that as like a parent looking at a child's drawing pretending that it's good.
Of course.
That's really not what I mean. Out of every...
Don't steal that idea, anyone that's listening.
Well, I was about to say, I'm sure that you feel like you've kind of shot yourself in the foot. Cause now everybody is going to come to us with a similar style idea. But the idea of branching out in the sense of what is spoken word, we're here to, support our amazing audiobook catalogue and business with audio entertainment, whether that's movies for the ears, whether that's soundscapes, today I was talking about, what qualifies as spoken word. Does beatboxing qualify as that? If it does, that's something that I'm quite into. I love hip hop. I love beatboxing. So
Hip-hop audiobooks, that's something. Audiobooks of rhythm behind... Okay, interesting.
Well, I mean, I would love that. I mean, in another life, I'm a performance poet. So, I love that. But, you know, I'm not sure, just saying as a kind of caveat, how massively commercial any of these things are.
Well, that's the thing.
And obviously, you know, we're a commercial company. We're non-broadcast at the moment. And I just...
Is there someone at Audible Studios who kind of takes control of the avant-garde artistic, less money-making side of stuff?
If anything, again, it probably would be myself, or it would be...
You're going to be a popular person, or if you're not already.
Well, good luck, because I'm just heading out on sabbatical for a couple of months.
Oh, right.
So that's...
Fantastic.
But don't worry, at the end of this programme, I'll give everybody a submissions email address, so that actually will be propagated throughout our team. We absolutely want to hear from people.
Yeah, okay. I think, if there's anything else you want to mention, Rebecca...
No, I kind of feel like we've covered everything.
Yeah, cool, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank
you. It's been a pleasure. Shall we go to the pub?
Yes, please.
Fantastic.
Mine's a G&T.
Yours a G&T. Okay, that's on me. Okay, you've been listening to Joseph Tucker and Rebecca Fenton, recorded at Resonance Studios in London Bridge for the Audio Drama Production Podcast. There might be a plug on the show for my new comedy sketch show that's coming out on Resonance, and it'll be on iTunes. It's called Mirth Defect, and it's really offensive. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Joe, you head off to the pub and leave the listener incredulously hanging that you forgot to include that email address. It is submit@audible.co.uk. I just nipped on my phone to record that there because we forgot all about it. So submit@audible.co.uk, and I'll stick that in the show notes at audiodramaproduction.com as well. Thank you.